Connor entered the command center, where soldiers were actively working at their stations, their holoscreens gleaming with an amber outline in the dim light. They were comlinked to the teams out in the field, and the energy had ratcheted up with all the anticipation of a major operation about to go off the rails. He strode past the phalanx of workstations and headed directly for the holotank. Captain O'Brien saluted him.
General Gates?
Sit rep.
The 7th Ranger Company has taken up support positions near the planetary arch, O'Brien said. In the center of the holotank, an image of a crake arch was displayed deep in the jungles of Kurrit.
The New Earth Candidate Planet, or NEC, in this alternate universe, orbited closer to the star, which made for much higher planetary temperatures. The planet was nearly bursting with life, what Connor liked to think of as extreme vegetation. Almost every land surface was covered in some kind of jungle. It was sweltering and humid, and there was no shortage of rainfall. There was also no shortage of concealment on this planet, and the Colonial Defense Force would use every advantage it had.
Good, Connor said. The briefing said that Monin was impatient to begin.
Yes, General, that is correct. The Gasor are anxious to take control of the Crake Arch to eliminate the chance that reinforcements can be called.
Connor didn't doubt it. The CDF had been conducting clandestine operations on this planet for 4 months. They'd chosen it because the Ovaro in this universe were prime candidates to rebel against the Crake. The Crake had hidden their presence here as best they could, choosing to manipulate the Ovaro by controlling the higher levels of government. It was a tactic that had been reported from other worlds they'd observed. However, one of the things that made moving forward with this partial coup d'etat priority was the lack of a space gate in the star system. Uncharacteristically, the Crake had restricted their activities to the planetary surface. Intelligence analysts theorized that perhaps there were limits to how many simultaneous operations the Crake could conduct across the multiple universes in which they had a presence. Regardless of the Crake reasoning for such a limited presence on this particular planet, Connor planned to exploit it and hopefully gain another ally to fight against the Crake. The CDF wasn't limited to the single arch that was displayed in the holotank. They had multiple arches and space gates to traverse between universes, and they deployed a stealth satellite system that had been actively monitoring the planet for the past 90 days. The system currently had its minimum of 3 satellites in use, which was enough to cover the NEC. The satellites were equipped with subspace communication systems, which allowed for transmissions among them, and although line of sight was still a factor in observing the enemy, it no longer impacted their communications capabilities. For some reason, the Crake had chosen to ignore the high ground, and the war doctrine of any human military confirmed that he who controlled the high ground controlled the war.
What is the status of the Kumpiri?
Captain O'Brien used the holotank controls to switch the view to an Ovaro city. Dark, towering obelisks, shimmering like obsidian, were sheathed in a bronze metallic alloy at the tips. In the middle of the city were domed edifices, similar in architectural design to those built by the Ovaro they'd encountered on New Earth. The Kumpiri's position at the capital is here, O'Brien said, and a waypoint flashed. These were the insurgency that had been rebelling against the Crake for years, which was an arduous undertaking since the Crake hid their presence on the planet. Lieutenant Wade's platoon, he continued, is on the north side of the city, and the Warlord's First has a platoon of Mikal soldiers with Yared's rebels. The Mikal was the military unit of the Ovaro from New Earth. They'd been partnering with the CDF over the past year, participating in off-world operations in alternate universes. Connor nodded.
Sarah should be able to keep Yared in line.
The Kumpiri was a rebellious group of thieves that had resisted the Crake social order almost since the beginning. They were hot-headed and immature, but had conducted multiple operations, thwarting the Crake as often as they could. Connor wondered why the Crake had chosen to conceal their identity here while working out in the open on other worlds. He thought it must have something to do with the experiment they'd sanctioned for this world. The Crake had done an excellent job of dividing the dominant nations of Ovaro on this planet. They'd utilized virus outbreaks to cripple the Gasora's economy, and they preyed upon their religious beliefs in a way that had shaped almost all public discourse into shouting matches, fostering a culture of contempt. This had been easy to manipulate and exploit, and had later given rise to skirmish wars. The CDF had managed to convince critical Gasora leaders from multiple provinces that the major events in their recent history were the result of Crake manipulation.